Yeah, that'd be good. Thanks. Appreciate it.
And then I'm jumping right on in here.
All right.
Don't let her tell her what to do.
I could easily cut it off.
All right, how are you guys doing this morning? Good. Okay, open up any questions you guys have for her.
Can you just talk a little bit about getting Crocker out there, what he adds to the defense?
He adds a guy that's been in the system for the last 7 years. He's the ultimate pro as far as preparation, those kind of things. You know, he's got a long history with Coach Zimmer from being at Cincinnati. I actually coached him when we were in Cleveland. So you kind of know what you're getting day in and day out with him. You know, with the inexperience we have in the room and, you know, the injuries and stuff that we've had throughout camp and the offseason at the position, you know, you kind of bring a guy in that has veteran leadership within the group that adds a lot to that room. Sort of what you see now. I mean, he's an ultimate pro. He's always paid attention to the details of everything, whether it's alignments, assignments, and you know he's going to come and compete every day. And that's, you know, that's a good quality, and that's a good thing for us to have on defense, which is what we've always been trying to do from day one, is to have that competition going every day. And he's another one that'll come in and has a good skill set that can come in and compete at the high level.
Familiarity and Zimmer's familiarity help out in the decision making to bring him in.
Yeah, like I said, he's been with Coach Zimmer for the last, 7 years there in Cincinnati. He's been a major part, played a lot of different roles in the secondary for him, from safety to nickel. He's played some corner in the past. So, I mean, his skill set allows you to move him around. And, you know, anytime, you know, you've got a guy with that kind of flexibility at the position, it helps you, especially when you get in the 46 on a game day.
Has anybody stuck out of that middle linebacker spot yet?
They're still just working and competing hard. Jasper's done a good job. I mean, alignment and assignment, those kind of things. We moved Audie back in there, who's, you know, done a good job thus far, moving him back in there for the last, 3 or 4 days. So from that aspect of it, we're just excited about getting into the first competition here coming this week and getting a chance for them to get out there and compete against somebody else. But where they are right now, we feel good, you know, with them coming out, competing, and understanding what it is we're trying to get accomplished out of the position.
You think Jasper's going to be the guy then on Friday to go with the one?
Well, I mean, that'll play itself out. You know, as we get going, it'll play itself out here at the end of the week. But we plan on playing him, you know, there at the start of it as the mic in our base package. Just depends on what they come out personnel-wise and what package we're in.
How do you plan on handling the reps, first team, second team? I mean, how many – got a series or two for the first
game? I can tell you, Coach Zimmer told him yesterday, right now we're going into this game prepared to play. And we're going to play as long until he's satisfied with where we are. And we know we need reps. I mean, like you said, it's a new system. It's a lot of new players, a lot of young players in the system. So from that aspect of it, he's told him we're going to play until he's satisfied with it and pulls him out of the game.
And that nickel spot, how's that shaping up for you?
Captain's, you know, he's back. He's come in, done a good job as far as, you know, remembering his alignment and assignment and what we're trying to get accomplished at the position. So, you know, he and Jabari's been in there. Prater's been in there. So, you know, we've been working three guys in there pretty good, and they've done a good job of grasping the concepts that we're trying to get accomplished there.
Can you talk about how Scott Bright has looked so far and what's he been able to do and kind of making up for the time he missed in the spring?
Well, as you know, like you said, he wasn't around in the spring, so when he came back in, you know, we started the install back over. So, you know, he's just working to make sure, you know, steady improvement. We got to get him, you know, continuing to be consistent with alignments, assignments, those kind of things, because we've thrown a lot at him, you know, since he's been back in here, and it's really his first time through everything, you know, other than the mini camp that we had there at the end. So from that aspect of it, the one thing, you know, he's coming to work every day. He's grasping what it is, but we got to clean up the mental errors with our alignments and those kind of things, which he's working diligently to get done.
Coach Zimmer said last week he might see him as a rotation player. You see that?
Yeah, I mean, right now that's, you know, projected going in, but, you know, it'll play itself out as we go through the preseason. So we're happy where it is. We like having him in the rotation and thinks he brings a lot to the table for us there.
What have you seen in Michael Motti here the last – recently, you've used him a little bit outside?
Yeah, I mean, Mike's played all three positions here in his training camp. Right now, we're playing him at will linebacker. He's played Mike, he's played Sam, and as a backup linebacker, that's sort of what we talked about before. You've got to be able to play, you know, dual positions as we go into a game week. So we've kind of given him that experience by working him at those different positions, and you know, he's done a good job. I mean, you know, moving around that much at that position is tough, especially when it comes to alignments and, you know, with the defense and stuff that we've got in. But he's done a good job of picking up what we've asked him to do, and he seems to be getting comfortable, you know, where we've got him at right now.
How did you feel about him at the mic?
He did a lot of good things. I mean, we're pleased with it, especially, you know, in the coverage aspect of it and those kind of things. The inside run, especially running to the perimeter to get on some of the crack tosses and stuff, you could really see him flash with his speed. And, you know, he's an aggressive kid. So from that aspect of it, we like what we saw out of him. And he's another one that's in the mix. I mean, we're, like I said, right now we're just kind of settling in where we're going in this first week. But things happen, and we're just trying to get guys prepared for as we move forward.
I like the Anthony Barr, Chad Greenway combination in the nickel.
I like it a lot. I mean, those are two guys that have a lot of ability to get done what we're trying to do, skill set wise, as far as pressures, as far as coverage. Anthony, we've used him in a load of different roles, from rushing to dropping to, you know, a little bit of everything. So from that aspect of it, we're just continuing to progress and try to polish his tools as we keep working down the road at all those different positions.
What did you see in Anthony that kind of told you that you guys could just give him a variety of roles from the very beginning?
Well, you know, in college, you saw what they used him for. I mean, you saw him dropping, you saw him rushing, you saw him playing on the end of the line of scrimmage, you saw him in a four down front rushing and playing a run and those kind of things. And the thing that just stuck out, you saw him flash, you saw the athleticism, you saw the ability to be able to run and chase. So, you know, he's pretty much come in and really concentrated on what it is to be a pro as far as at the position and done a good job, which is what we expected out of him. And then once you get him in here, you see how smart he is, and he usually, if he messes up something, he comes back and he cleans it up and he's got it. So from that aspect of it, you're pleased at where he's at right now as we keep progressing.
Was there any concern about giving him too much?
Well, you always worry about that, especially for a guy like, he's only played defense 2 years, but like I said, he comes in and he studies, he's preparing in the classroom, he can transfer it over to the field, and, you know, he seems to just be, you know, lining up and playing with it natural and being able to handle what it is we're giving him assignment alignment-wise.
You guys went one-on-one yesterday on the defensive line. Is that something you guys are going to experiment with during the preseason as far as using him as an end?
Well, we've been using him as an end throughout camp. I mean, if you look back, he's been in one-on-ones pretty much about every day. I mean, there's probably been maybe one that he wasn't. But from that aspect of it, that's a part of, you know, his job as far as what we're asking him to do. And, you know, he's still got a long way to go as far as working the tools and, you know, working with our D-line coaches as far as what we're trying to get accomplished. But from that aspect of it, we started him off from day one doing those things, knowing that he could be a part of that as far as his jobs.
George, you mentioned being a pro. As a coach, how do you teach that to a player who maybe doesn't know that?
Well, it's a process to where, you know, like when you're watching tape, what am I looking at it for when I'm watching tape? I'm not just looking at it to follow the ball and look at the game. You're trying to pick up things from your opponent, by splits, by formation, you know, recognition-wise, to where when you get ready to play them, it speeds up your reaction time as far as you're anticipating what it is you're going to get. But just like anything else, you still have to line up and play. But understanding splits of receivers, understanding, you know, the splits inside between two and three, the depth of the running back, I mean, there's a lot of nuances that we go through in teaching these guys how to go through and look at tape and pay attention to the detail of what it is, number one, that we're trying to get accomplished, but also what the offense is going to try to do to counter what we're doing.
You said that he takes volumes and volumes of notes, so is it impressive you as a coach to see a guy not only be able to do that, but quickly, like you say, make those changes?
Right, no doubt about it. I mean, that's the big thing with it. He pays attention to the detail in his note-taking, and, you know, like I said, he can transfer from the meeting room onto the field. And a guy with, you know, that hasn't been a pro that long, I mean, to come in and already have that skill set as far as being prepared, I mean, that's a good situation.
You guys have had a lot of safeties working in with the ones next to Harrison. How do you see that shaping up?
We're still rotating guys in there. We're still working, and that's going to play itself out as we keep moving down the road here through the preseason. But, you know, that's the way it is during the season. Again, I mean, guys are going to get nicked. Guys are going to get injured. Guys are going to miss time. So we've just got to keep pressing. Whatever situation comes up, the next guy's got to get in there, and we got to keep moving down the road with it.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.